Air America is currently heard in Madison, Chicago, the Twin Cities, and 86 other markets across the country. The network features nationally syndicated shows hosted by comedian Al Franken and actress Janine Garofalo, among others. Progressives are pushing to add an outlet in Milwaukee, where Democrats in the city are battling a growing Republican vote in suburban counties. Keith Schmitz is the coordinator of the progressive group Grassroots North Shore. He says the national programming combined with local talent would help offset the two conservative talk stations currently on the airwaves in southeastern Wisconsin.
There is no such thing as liberal media in Milwaukee. We wanted to have a form of communication that would present our side of the story, our side of the issues, and be used as a means to get people involved, get people informed, and turn the direction of politics in the Milwaukee area.
However, finding the money and local talent to start the station may pose a problem. Chris Terry is a doctoral journalism student who studies talk radio at UW-Madison. He says he would welcome more outlets for Air America, but Terry says it may be tricky to find good local hosts and a spot on the Milwaukee dial.
Right now, even 2 years after it started, not one company in Milwaukee, there are 12 companies that own radio stations in Milwaukee, has made any sort of move towards Air America.
Air America founder Anita Drobny says her company Nova M currently has four brokers scouting possible locations in Milwaukee for the station. She says the station could be broadcasting in southeastern Wisconsin in the next couple of months. Drobny is also considering buying stations in Eau Claire and Green Bay. Sherry Nelson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.